Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. An increase in juvenile disturbances on Thursday nights in Rapid City has law enforcement officials calling on parents as partners in prevention. We're joined today from the SDPB Rapid City studios at the Dahl Arts Center by Rapid City Assistant Police Chief Don Hedrick and Lieutenant Scott Sitz. Assistant Chief Don Hedrick, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Lieutenant Sitz, thanks for being here as well.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Lieutenant, let's start with you. Give me an overview of what's happening on Thursday night to set the stage for us.
Yeah, sure. This year, tomorrow will be our fifth Summer Nights event, or Summer Downtown Concert Series of 2017. And unlike previous events, we've noticed a real uptick in unsupervised juveniles, which is leading to juvenile issues, crime, disturbances, fights, vandalisms downtown.
When you say juveniles, what age are we talking about?
Anywhere from 8 to 16 years of old. 16.
Okay, so who's causing, where are the most disturbances coming from? How young are we talking? Are these the 16-year-olds who are sort of getting in trouble, or are the 10-year-olds causing trouble?
You know, last week we broke up several fights between 12-year-olds. In most of the events, the disturbances aren't occurring within the boundaries of the event. They're on the outskirts. So they'll leave, they'll go across the street to the park or a block away, which is really taking our focus off the event and the safety of the event. And we're having to direct all of our attentions to the juvenile issues on the boundaries of the event.
Don, why reach out to parents? What's the parental role in this? You sent a press release even to sort of get the word out to moms and dads and guardians that it's time to start paying attention.
Well, I appreciate you asking that, because really what we're looking for is, like you said, that partnership. We really want to work together with parents, because, you know, this isn't necessarily a place where you'd want to drop your kids off for 4 hours by themselves to run unsupervised. And really stressing and encouraging that if you're going to bring your kids down, come down to the event yourself and be with them and join in as a more of a family affair. And, you know, we're going to be pushing out some messaging over our social media outlets here today and tomorrow a little bit as well, hoping to reach some of those folks that are out there. And we feel pretty good about our messaging and hope that parents will take part in this partnership.
Last year, I know the Minnehaha County Fair, they had a similar problem with fights and disturbances from unsupervised kids. They really didn't have enough officers to sort of spread out and cover everything at once. Are you finding that it's also a manpower issue, that as disturbances take place in lots of different places, it's just hard to respond?
Well, you know, I think we're there to help make sure the event goes well and keep things safe at the event. And what we're finding is, you know, these scuffles and fights that are happening on the outskirts are pulling our folks away from the event and distracting us, so that we're having to focus in on, you know, these disturbances on the outskirts. And so it pulls our resources away from the event itself, which is not our goal. But I can tell you that what we have done is we've added more of our folks, police officers, to be out in the crowds and out on the outskirts of the crowds. And, you know, but like you said, we can't be everywhere at once. We need more eyes, and we need parents to help us be those eyes for when those disturbances are started, so they can be around to help address it.
Now, Scott, there are plenty of parents listening right now who say, well, no kidding, duh, this is a no-brainer, show up with your kids. But there are plenty of reasons why a parent might allow a child to go to an event like this, a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old. It's a free concert. They need places in the summer to hang out with their friends. Do you think you're going to reach the parents, I'm going to say the right parents, or, you know, the parents that are going to make a difference in this situation with your messaging?
You know, we're certainly hoping to. I think what parents have to realize is you go places with a purpose and intention. Are their kids interested in this music? Are they down there for the event itself? Or is it a stage for different activity? And what we've been seeing is the juveniles have been using it for a stage for different activity. Yes, a social gathering, but we all know when we get large groups of juveniles together, not always are the best decisions made. And that's the problem we're facing right now is trying to police the juveniles. It's a public safety issue, and we're trying to prevent anyone from becoming injured or crime occurring.
Is there a social media component to this? Are kids using social media to communicate with each other and figure out the best places to meet, maybe where the police are not?
Absolutely. Social media does play into this. We've been asking the children that are involved in the fights, and I believe every fight we've broken up, the root of it has been social media and comments made back and forth to juveniles, and actually, on some occasions, arranging to meet at summer nights to fight.
Don Hedrick, you work with parents a lot over the years, and I'm wondering about juvenile justice reform in South Dakota, and have the consequences for some of the crimes the kids are committing changed, and is that impacting your response and what happens next?
You know, I don't know that we've seen if this is a direct impact of the actual reform efforts that have gone on. I can tell you for the police department here in Rapid City, we do everything that we can to use the least restrictive means when it comes to juveniles. And what I mean by that is we do everything we can to protect juveniles from becoming labeled as a criminal early on. We want to make sure that we're using very, giving them that chance. If there's a way that we can avoid an actual arrest, you know, if we have a safe place to take them or parents are there and available, we're going to take that route first if we can. But the other thing I do have to mention is the partnership that we've had with our probation officers here locally. It's been great. You know, we've identified some problems with the juveniles here that were, you know, what we're talking about today, but also when we've asked for partnership from the probation officers, they've been down on the streets with us and helping keep an eye on who's out and about during the event. And, you know, if they recognize some of the kids as being a part of their system, they're gonna help us bridge that gap.
What's the message that, Scott, I'll ask you this, what's the message that you're sending to those kids when you're having those conversations with them? You've responded to something, you have a little time to talk to them. What are you telling them?
You know, we're basically telling them the consequences for their action and how they can be part of the solution instead of the issue or the disturbance downtown. Really trying to emphasize, you know, the choices they make now as juveniles can and will have an impact on you as an adult and your future. We're just really urging them to think before they act and to make the best choices they can.
And you must have conversations with parents who say, I told them not to go, I didn't think they were going, I thought they were somewhere else. How do you help parents who have a child who's, you know, kind of manipulating the conversation a little bit and doing things they just shouldn't be?
You know, that's an interesting question because I have talked to several parents, and a lot of the parents have told me that, you know, I thought about not letting my child go down there, but then I figured that would be okay for them, and then I end up giving them a call later on because they've been involved in some type of disturbance. So, you know, we're really just urging the parents to be with their children, you know what their intentions are. You know, if their intentions aren't to enjoy the activities downtown and the concert, then why are they going down there? Who are they going to be with? And to really help us prevent issues from occurring.
Rapid City Police Assistant Chief Don Hedrick and Lieutenant Scott Zitz, thank you so much, both of you, for being here. Good luck Thursday night.
Thank you.
Thank you.